I think in large cell lymphoma, there are antibodies that are coming along that are pretty interesting. The SGN40 antibody has shown a surprising activity in large cell lymphoma in a phase 2 study, and I think that's going to be very interesting to see how that could be incorporated into future therapies, whether that'll be another antibody to add to R-CHOP or not, but that's very interesting. The other thing that I'm among the most interested in is the next generation antibodies in terms of CD20s. Everyone is trying to make a better rituximab, and so the question really is someone going to actually be able to make a better rituximab, and will it work better than rituximab, and will it work potentially in people who are rituximab refractory? And those are the interesting questions. The companies have taken several different tacks. Most of the antibodies are now humanized, and most of them have genetic engineering in the Fc portion to enable them to interact better with the Fc receptors, which we think are important in promoting cell death through ADCC. And so almost all the antibodies have better ability to mediate ADCC. And I think there's 8 antibodies now in clinical trials hoping to be a better rituximab. So that's what I think the most interesting area of research right now is.
Anything new in the mechanism of action of rituximab and also the mechanisms of resistance?
Yeah, we're learning that there are differences between these newer anti-CD20 antibodies and rituximab, which are starting to highlight maybe some of the differences in how these antibodies work. Most of the antibodies like rituximab are called type 1 antibodies, and when they bind to the B cell surface, they actually promote aggregation of all the CD20 into lipid rafts. And this causes a more dense cluster of CD20 on the cells, which probably augments their ability to be killed through complement-mediated lysis. There's one other antibody called B1, originally one of the first CD20 antibody, which is called a type 2 antibody, binds differently, and the antibody does not accumulate the molecules into these lipid rafts, but it has greater apoptosis-inducing ability than rituximab. And so that's actually one of the most interesting antibodies. It's called GA101, which is just in clinical trials now as well, which looks like it might have better ability to directly induce apoptosis in the cells compared with rituximab, which may work more through ADCC complement and less through direct effects. So that's where we're going. Now, why do cells become resistant? That's a great question. In most cases, it's not because they lose cell surface CD20. So CD20 negative escape has not been a big problem yet. I suspect it will become a bigger problem as we get better antibodies. I think that the major reason cells become resistant is that they lose some of that internal signaling, or they develop resistance to cell death pathways. But this is really largely unknown at this point.